Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Let's go to Tech Tuesday now, and I'm delighted to welcome onto the show Ben Reed, a strategic technology working at the forefront of the rapidly changing techscape. Hi there, Ben.
Kia ora, Jesse. How are you?
What do I need to tell people about you? You've got a weekly newsletter which rounds up developments, particularly in AI and technology, and you've written a book. How hard is it to write a book, Ben?
Yeah, it's pretty hard. It's almost 2 years to the day since I started it, Jesse, yeah. But I'm crazy in this age of AI that, you know, you didn't just get the AI to write it for me, right?
Was it a help at least?
I've certainly, as you know, yeah, these tools are ChatGPT, various large language models, AI tools. I find them pretty useful, you know, from a productivity point of view. And yeah, certainly it's helped with a bit of editing and ideating along the way.
Yeah, yeah, good. We had Ethan Mollick on the show yesterday. I'm sure you've come across his writing.
Oh, fantastic. AI. Yeah. I'll have to listen to that, yeah.
Had a really good conversation with him. And he's all about normal people, not that you're a very normal person because you're right at the forefront of this, but normal people having a bit of a play around with AI. And so, you know, for example, you talk about ideating there. Can you tell us how that might work for somebody?
Yeah, well, you know, just say that, as Ethan actually says, there's no real manual to using any of these tools. And so you've really just got to sit down with it. And so just typing into ChatGPT or Gemini or one of those the other tools is like, you know, just give me the top 10 topics on this idea, or, you know, how would I write an email, on this topic, or, one of the other things I was doing was just getting it to imagine the future. And so, you know, what if, you know, what would the future be like if, you know, sort of climate change and sort of geopolitical changes were happening? What would be some of the effects on that? So, yeah, it's really, really useful for just basically accelerating you forward to, you know, first base. And you don't want to rely on it for the finished product. You don't want to rely on it to tell you the truth or anything, but in terms of just using it to speed up one's, you know, thinking processes, I find it really useful. Yeah.
Your book's called Fast Forward Aotearoa, and what was the premise of the book?
Yeah, so I sort of work at the forefront of technology, and so, you know, constantly scanning what's happening, you know, in AI, in robotics, in crypto, you name it, all of these technologies that are sort of moving forward and accelerating, at a faster and faster pace is what I sense. And then, you know, I think the challenge for New Zealand is that, you know, we're not moving at that pace, generally, you know, as an economy, as a society. And so you're sort of seeing these giant tech firms, mostly out of, you know, the West Coast of the US, but, you know, in China, but mainly sort of concentrated into those two economies. And they're sort of just like going faster and faster away, if you like, into the distance. And so the book was really, it's really just gathering my thoughts on this is what I'm seeing happening around the world. And some of the challenges this might have in terms of just a growing dependency on, software and AI and robotics technology that's made around the rest of the world. Some thoughts about how we can maybe sort of take some of this technology, adapt it to ourselves and start, you know, creating a bit of value of our own to export.
What should New Zealand be doing now? Because if you look at, where we're making our money, primary produce and tourism, you would think those things would be fairly AI-proof, at least at first glance.
AI-proof, potentially. I mean, one of the things that AI is doing is accelerating scientific discovery. And so the pace of technologies, biotechnologies, you know, such as precision fermentation is, you know, arguably getting, you know, accelerating with AI that's basically able to, sort of design the experiments, design the materials and actually, run simulations faster and faster. So whereas previously precision fermentation might have always seemed, you know, decades off, it's speeding up. And, you know, there comes a time when arguably, synthetic dairy produce just gets made in a factory ran, on an industrial estate in Shanghai, say, and they don't need to ship it from the other side of the world. So, yeah, I think, New Zealand's primary industries need to just be aware of, the potentially disruption from these technologies, and then, but also to look at some of the opportunities and, what they can do to improve productivity, improve efficiency by adopting them. Yep.
What should our government do, Ben?
I think there's been challenges with technology adoption inside government, but also technology policy. It's interesting. At the time I put the digital version of the book out a couple of months ago, that was when the Te Ara Paerangi reforms and in the research, science, and innovation sector were sort of paused. And so there's a great deal of uncertainty now as to what's happening in that science and innovation space. Also just adoption. I mean, how many digital services do we now, government is getting better at providing services digitally, but it's still quite a challenge often to interact with government. And so, one of the thought experiments I actually used ChatGPT-4 last year was I just asked it to imagine what would an API, that's a application programming interface, for the New Zealand government look like. And it sort of came back with this full reference of basically how you would replace New Zealand government with software. It's a thought experiment, but it's certainly something to go and look at.
Might get the passports processed a bit faster, Ben.
It may indeed, yeah. Do we want to replace, people entirely? No, but then at the same time, there are certain shortages software runs faster. We're just used to using this sort of software and web and web browsers.
Yeah,
and
got it. We're out of time, Ben. Where can people find your book?
Yeah. Details online at fswd.nz. It's in print this month.
FSWD.
Yeah, fast forward.
FFWD. There we go. Thanks.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.